This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yahoo! It's Tuesday, the 16th of June. That's upon us, June. J-U-N-E. Anybody know ladies named June, Victoria? You know anybody named June? He's busting
all over.
June. Mm-mm. It's a nice name. It's kind of a pleasant name. You expect somebody who's named June. June Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present June Smith.
Or I mean, there's certain months. Like, how come you never meet anybody named December? You know?
Right. Or November.
Like, Yeah, it's weird.
October, even. January, right. Yeah, there's January Jones. February, know anybody named February?
Mm-mm.
I don't know anybody named February. March, got, I think.
Bunch of May.
Yes, right.
A few Aprils.
May we continue into your home and your head. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here. The statue of Christopher Columbus in Boston has been beheaded. Wow. What did he... And two, to deserve that. Well, he was a no-good SOB. Maybe I don't understand how it has lasted this long. Do you think we're going to be debating all of these questionable characters that have represented all kinds of ill? I think maybe some of the things coming out of this, if not most of the things coming out of, are refocus on reality. That's really kind of what it is. That's what I call it. Refocus on reality. And the symbols that are up. Some of the symbols, certainly in the South, there are a lot of people who are wanting to take down a lot of symbols of the old South, which probably isn't a bad idea. Interesting, to add to the mix of all of the focus on black people and what needs to be done to equalize things, the Supreme Court has ruled that the Civil Rights Act, barring sexual discrimination in the workplace, does protect LGBTQ employees from being fired. Interesting blend. John Roberts, the Chief Justice, and Neil Gorsuch, for those of you who didn't want to see him become a Supreme Court Justice because he wasn't liberal enough, maybe this changes your mind a little bit. So the four liberal justices and Roberts and Gorsuch wrote, quote, in Title VII, Congress adopted broad language making it illegal for an employer to rely on an employee's sex when deciding to fire that employee. So does this fall into the same category, the gay business, transgender, that sort of thing, as black discrimination? Would we put these all together as something that, once again, needs a second look, another look, needs to be adjusted in our thinking? Yes, no? What about the, this seems to me to be the same sort of thing. By the way, the case was about Amy Stevens, who was a man for 6 years while working as a funeral director in Livonia, Michigan. But in despair in 2012 over gender identity, there was some contemplation of suicide, but she decided to come out as a transgender woman instead, telling her colleagues and her employer about her decision. After she gave information to her boss, she was fired. So it made it up.
There were a bunch of cases that they put together. It wasn't just that one case. There were a whole bunch, and that's probably part of why this was, maybe part of why it was influential. But essentially, Title VII, though, isn't about race. That's just about gender. Mm-hmm. So that's why they upheld that, and it's a big victory for trans people because
race was already a part of, and understand. It was understood not to. It discriminated because of race.
Right.
So now this falls
into it's probably all part of the Civil Rights Act. It's all probably mm-hmm. under that umbrella. But
so is it a coincidence that it happened among all of this other stuff that's going on now, our focus on lack of support for people who have dark skin? Is that something that is...
Well, this isn't about race. This is just gender.
No, but it's about discrimination. And I believe that a lot of the things that we're talking about with regard to problems, especially with the police, are about discrimination. Because I don't think there is as much discrimination in the workplace as there used to be, although I think there's subtle racism. isn't there? And a lot of different. It depends on how you.
I don't think it's that subtle. We've heard in the last 6 months the stories of various, you know, I think it was at GM and Ford, the various cases where, you know, black people were harassed and there were nooses left in their lockers at work. And so that's 6 months ago. So
hardly
I don't think
subtle.
It's that subtle. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's
I mean,
Jennifer?
I'm not laughing at it because that's just
no.
Wild. But, yeah.
Right. All right,
I'm
so
just here, just letting you guys finish up.
Hi. Are you? Aren't you sweet? Thank you. All right, so as, well, do you have a comment about that ruling yesterday? Do you have a thought? Do you want to, I'm interested in everybody's point
well,
of view.
Well, I had some technical problems, so I'm assuming you talked about the LGBTQ ruling. Is that what
yes.
you're talking about?
Yes, that's
okay,
what we're talking about. Yes. Yeah,
God
yeah.
always fill me in.
Well,
I don't
think on
a...
the other side of it, though, Jennifer, is the other side of this, the administration taking transgender protection and health care away, if that's the right way of looking at it, the Department of Health and Human Services saying it would enforce sex discrimination. That seems like a strange thing to be doing at this point in time. Yes, no?
Well, as far as the lawsuit goes or the Supreme Court decision, I think it's great. And I think that the people who called Neil Gorsuch a sexist and a homophobic, that they should probably send him an apology letter. Because
that's what I said.
I think he did what he was supposed to do, and that is act in favor of the Constitution and act in favor of the rule of law. So I support the decision. Neil Gorsuch is the person I thought he was when he was nominated to the Supreme Court, and so yeah, I have no problem with it. And
what about the other three?
What do you mean?
The three who dissented, and
but you have to. Okay, so here's the thing. This is not for me about politics. It's about people's interpretation of the law, and so I celebrate people interpreting the law as they do. And if that's how they interpret it, then that's fine. You know,
I
think
have
the
a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have the point of view, the reason that we have a diverse. Yeah, the reason we have a diverse court is exactly for these reasons. So I am so against the idea of groupthink. I don't want a Supreme Court to be unanimous on anything. I want them to argue it out. I want them to try to figure out what is right under the Constitution. So, you know, this is how it's supposed to work in this country. We're not supposed to all be homogenized. I think it's great. So yesterday, I think the Supreme Court did what they did, and I support it. I think it was a good show of justice, and hopefully people will take that forward with them.
I don't have a problem with people dissenting. But now, so what is, to get to the second half of the equation, interestingly enough, the situation exists, which kind of flies in the face of what the Supreme Court did. Yes, no, the rule changes for health care, for transgender. Why wouldn't they be entitled to the same sort of health care as everybody else?
You know what? To be honest, I don't know too much about what goes on behind this. I don't know exactly what's behind it, but I would imagine it's probably kind of hinged on sex reassignment surgery, which I think a lot. There's an argument about whether that, and I'm guessing here because I haven't dug into this one, admittedly.
Yeah.
So
this is just transphobia. This is not even about insurance companies covering reassignment surgery or therapy or anything like that. This is just saying, this is also, the law allows doctors to deny treatment to women who've had abortions. This is religious all the way. And the ACLU is going to step in and they're going to sue now. This is allowing doctors to say, well, you know, you've had reassignment surgery or you're not identifying with the biological sex that you were born with, so we don't have to treat you. This is all, to me, this reeks of Mike Pence and a lot of really antiquated quote-unquote religious beliefs, because I know plenty of people who are very religious who do not discriminate against others.
Right.
This reeks of a Mike Pence thing to me.
All right. Let me the thing that I'm wondering about at this point in time is, I'm going to make this a political, but not a political thing.
Shouldn't
it's
be
about,
political.
It's, well, it's about votes. And at a time when you're in a place where you want to, it would seem to me anyway, most politicians try at this time, before an election, to do everything they can to get every vote possible. So ignoring this, just letting it be, and not doing anything about it, not calling attention to it one way or another, it seems to me on both sides would be a better way for Trump and Pence to get votes out of some people. And
no, you're right. This is pandering to a certain part of the
that
right.
No, that wasn't really my point. My point was,
but
I get your point.
Well, it feels like that's what it is, and it's unfortunate that human beings' lives are at stake because of the sake of votes.
Those people who are against this ruling, Victoria, would vote for Trump no matter what. So why would you do this and alienate people who might possibly vote for you? That's what I don't understand. Maybe that's it.
I don't understand why trans lives in this country seem to just be disposable. Because I have two very close friends who are trans, and this is it's been a lifelong struggle for them, and this is just something, it's like time and time again, we see, in this administration, we see the rules stacked up against trans people, and it keeps building and building. It's just, I don't understand why people, why can't, it, like, the live and let live... The Republicans claim that they don't want big government, but yet they want to, the largest decisions about people's lives, they want to be in your, they want to be really up in your business.
When it comes to stuff that is elective, and many people believe that having gender reassignment is elective, especially very early on, it is, I think, people get upset about it. I mean, I don't want to pay for someone's nose job much more than I want to pay for someone's gender reassignment.
You're not paying for it.
Well, if it's part of covering, if it's being covered by insurance, especially public insurance, then yes, we are paying for it. So I think that's part of some of the argument that's going on here. And everything that I can, and it's really unfortunate because in everything that I have looked up right now to try to figure out what this decision was, everything is just yelling about how the Trump administration is against trans people. No one's talking about what it actually means. And that's, this is what gets people so crazy is that they read the first two paragraphs of a news story. They go, oh, there he is again, making these stupid decisions, trying to appease somebody. And then what happens? We don't ever know what this decision's really about. I can tell you, in all this time that you guys have been talking, I've been trying to find a story about what this actually means. And there's nothing that is not based on opinion. So I think we should dig along with that.
All right,
let me dig on it and see what it's about before we comment on it, because I don't know that anybody, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Here's my.
Well, I also think it's cool. I also think one other thing, Doug, is part of this decision. Yeah, but here, this is important for women to know. Part of this decision also affects and allows doctors to deny treatment of women who have had abortions in the past. That means it's not currently seeking abortions. This is punishment
against women. What's
abortion
got to do with transgender stuff?
Exactly. It's also thrown into this new ruling. So this is what I'm saying. This is not about women who are currently seeking abortion. This is punishing women who have had an abortion in the past. This is a total BS move. And I would love for you to dig into this more, Jen, and find out exactly how this is going to affect women and the trans people. Because you're right. On the surface, this looks really bad for the Trump administration.
All right, so my quick read on it is that in terms of, I remember talking about this or how these laws apply to people who are like Manning in jail, having a sex transgender operation.
BS.
What is BS?
Him having that in jail, I think, is BS.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that. Why should I, as a taxpayer, pay for that? You want to do it? Great. You're welcome to do it. You're free to do it. It's none of my damn business whatsoever.
What happens if you've already had the reassignment surgery and now your health insurance, because of this new ruling, whether it's private or public, no longer needs to treat you?
I think we need to split it. I think we don't pay for the operation. You want to do it? Great. Do it on your own dime, not on mine, as far as the taxpayer is concerned, but people who are
right, but what I'm saying, if this extends to private insurance, then you're being denied coverage?
I don't have a thought about private insurance because I don't think that why would the government have a role in determining what is covered or isn't by private insurance? Why isn't the private insurance company going to determine what they cover as they do in so many other things?
Justified that a woman who had an abortion, let's say a woman was raped when she was 14, she got pregnant and she had an abortion. So at 35 or whatever, she goes to a doctor and the doctor says, you had an abortion.
You're making an assumption.
We can deny you services.
Victoria, I'm not arguing that point. I don't disagree with you at all on that point. The point that I disagree on wholly is paying the taxpayer paying for transgender operations in circumstances like Manning in the service or in jail or whatever. That's my point. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it?
Sounds more than country. Sounds like bluegrass, kind of, doesn't it?
Bluegrass. Yeah. Do you like bluegrass?
That's all right. I like mine green.
You like your grass green? Some people like to smoke it. You know how that works. All right. The reason we have this guitar in the background, it's actually Hank Williams Jr. You want to crank it up a little, Phil?
My first concert I ever saw.
Hank Williams Jr.?
Yeah, but I fell asleep.
Really?
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
My dad still teases me about it. Apparently, right, he ripped his shirt off and danced on the piano, and I was sleeping.
Really? How old were you?
24. I was like 7, probably, or 8.
Uh-huh. All right, music time in this hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you, and a focus on Catherine Williams Dunning. The daughter of Hank Williams Jr. has been killed in a car crash out in Tennessee. She was driving a Tahoe, towing a boat. She and her husband were going out and apparently lost control of it. Her husband was in the passenger seat. It was somehow or other crossed the dividing median of the highway and started to roll over, crossed the northbound lanes, finally came to a stop on the east shoulder of the road. She was killed. Husband was flown to the hospital, so they're investigating what really caused the crash. They had two children. They were married in October 2015. Beau is 5 years old, and Audrey, the daughter, is 2 years old. She was the youngest of Hank Williams Jr.'s five children. Her siblings pursued their own careers in music. She and her husband didn't do that. They had a graphic t-shirt company called Weston Jane, which is all about women, moms, that sort of thing.
Very sad.
It's kind of sad. Yeah, it is kind of sad. Anybody comes to an end like that.
Two young children are now without a mom. I think it's very sad. And yeah. I don't know what exactly happened, but I guess, I don't know. It seems like it's a weird kind of
right
situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So whether there was alcohol. You never can tell. Somebody having what was going on in the backseat of the car. Maybe the kids were arguing. Who knows? It's all conjecture. But the point is that, yeah, she's dead at the age of 27 and was from a notable music family. Hank Williams Jr., I think he's still alive, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Hank Williams Jr.?
Yep.
Still alive, I think he is. Yeah, right. His father, Hank Williams Sr., died when he was about the same age as Catherine. He was dead before he was 30, and look at what he accomplished. But he had a very troubled life, a lot of drugs, alcohol, that kind of stuff. But he was very talented, which is the rap a lot of people who are talented have. In order to be talented, sometimes you have to be off the beaten path a little. So, too bad. Country Music Association announcing a pair of new musical events for next month. The organization forced to cancel CMA Fest 2020 because of the obvious, producing CMA Best of the Fest as a 3-hour television special for ABC, as well as a CMA Summer Stay live stream event, a Stray K. Stray K, a lot of people are going to be doing Stray K's this summer,
Stay
right?
K. Stay K.
Stray K.
Yeah.
What'd I say?
Stray K is a whole different thing.
Oh, Stray, did I say?
Like a cat.
Yes, right. Luke Bryan hosting the Best of Fest, airing Thursday, July 9th on ABC. Takes a look at some of the biggest moments of the CMA Fest. I mean, we're doing this with everything now, right? The Best of The Bachelor, the Best of this, the Best of that, the Best of something else.
There's no TV. Have you not gotten that?
Yeah, I did get that. Yes, thank you.
General Hospital's been airing episodes from, like, the 90s. So
really?
Really funny that you said that. I just told my mom I think I want to start watching a soap opera again.
Well, pick a different one.
We used to watch All My Children, and it's, like, done.
Yeah. All right, let's see. July 1st, and my God, the attack of the killer pollen has gotten into my voice. Anyway, featured artists in this TV show, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Carrie Underwood, Peyton Manning, Lionel Richie, Gwen Stefani, Michael Strahan.
It's fun.
Watch it for everybody except for him. A few days earlier.
Why do you hate him so much?
Yeah,
I think he's really.
I think he's so likable. He looks so friendly. You just want to hug him.
I know some people who
look like
with him.
You know.
Well,
then if you know some insider scoop, that's fine.
Anyway, you can watch on CMA's YouTube or Facebook channel, see performances, interviews, games. Full lineup hasn't been announced yet. A release notes that 50 artists are going to be featured, so this is a big time deal, right? It's July, what did I say it was?
First.
July 9th. There you go.
9th, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. 29 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order on police reforms today. He said yesterday he'll offer up some solutions in a comprehensive order that's about justice and safety. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms making some changes after the questionable police shooting death of a black suspect last Friday evening in a Wendy's parking lot there. The mayor yesterday issuing several orders, including that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
Our police officers are to be guardians and not warriors.
The FCC is investigating a huge T-Mobile network outage that affected customers coast to coast yesterday. They say the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have now been restored. This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
President Trump is expected to announce executive action on law enforcement reform. The White House's Kellyanne Conway had this to say.
There are several principles that have been discussed. Obviously, the president's been listening to many different people across the aisle and across the country. You know, we'll be talking about the role of law enforcement, making sure that people understand the role is to keep their communities safe and their neighborhoods protected. We need more resources and more research on mental health for many of our police officers. The suicide rates are very high for active duty ones.
Yes.
And we need to make sure that there's additional grant programs and legislation that meets this moment.
A spike in coronavirus cases in some states makes sense to at least one doctor. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
New coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in record numbers are sweeping through the United States. A few of the states seeing the most increases in positive tests include Arizona, Texas, and Florida. Regarding more cases, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reminds everyone,
this is still the first wave of the COVID-19 pandemic as it pertains here to the United States. Yes, it all started out in the Northeast where we had a drastic rise of cases, but now we're seeing that initial wave hit other states as well. We're still at a little over 20,000 new cases a day, and that number has been pretty steady since the end of March. So although in the Northeast we're seeing a drastically reduced amount of new cases throughout the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's now 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen on June the 16th with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and you participating in our giveaway. Father's Day is this weekend, Father's Day, June 21st. So over the past month, we've been talking to you about this fabulous Works mulching lawnmower. It grinds up the grass, grinds up leaves, grinds up everything. And it's new. The novel side of this from WORX, from Works, is that this mower is powered by a max lithium battery. It is, yes, electric. Has a steel deck. It's really a fabulous. I guess this is the new world order, right? Don't have to have a Briggs & Stratton engine. Maybe you prefer that. It's okay if you do. But if you don't want gas and oil fussing around with the things that we've had to since we were kids, all you have to do with this mower is squeeze the lever and press, my God.
Oh, you got me in a little bit of trouble because the other day I said, Dad, your Father's Day gifts came. And he said, did you get me one of those mowers? And I said, no, but I should have. Apparently, he's like desperate for one of these things. And he doesn't even mow his own lawn. He just,
but he could, it's a good, it would be good to trim around the swimming pool.
That's you know, what that's, he wants. Yeah.
Right. It's that handy there. Anyway, this mower is ready to go for you, Y-O-U, if you are the designated caller. We didn't come up with a number yet. Fourth, I think, caller is a good place for us to start. Tell us about your father. There are all kinds of stories. I was looking yesterday at some of these great stories from fathers, what we all think about our dads. And if it's a good story, that's what I want. I don't want to hear any bad stories. Just tell us a story about your father in a way that will make us love you and want to give you this fabulous mower. It's 888-302-3684, 888-302-DUG. Call that now, and let's hear your story. I don't know how much I'm going to make it here with my voice the way it is today. Good Lord. I found yesterday I was working outside as I normally am on the farm, and for some reason or other, I sneezed 14 times in about 2.5 minutes.
You're going to have to take a Zyrtec or something. This season is so bad with pollen.
Yeah.
Every day I get an alert on my phone. You're in a high pollen day. Oh, great.
Yeah. So anyway, Father's Day story, Father's Day tribute, if that's what you have in mind. I think everybody likes to share those things. And so instead of giving your father a tie or a watch or whatever it is that normally, make it different this year. Honor your father with a story about your dad. I suppose we'll probably spend some time on Friday, although I think it's always good. It's a reflective time. As I do these stories, I think about my own father, and I think about a couple of men in my life who were surrogate fathers, who were swell people that I really loved. I emulated a lot of theirs, but anyway, and their stepfathers, you know, there are a lot of different, different ways to refer to who your father figure might be, all right? So whoever that is, that's kind of what we want to spread. Spread that love about your dad. Tell us a good story. This lawnmower, by the way, cuts up to 1/4 acre, $400 value. So share with us now, 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DUG right now. Whilst Victoria brings us up to date on the number of laws on police reform that are pushing their way through the New York legislature, and I'm going to bet there'll be a number of bills that are on their way through legislatures in states all across the country. Yes?
In New York, Governor Cuomo has talked about wanting police reform. He's been in favor of it. I don't know exactly which one you're referring to, but I know that there have been several laws that ban chokeholds.
One of them calls for the creation of the Office of Special Investigation to investigate and, when warranted, prosecute when a person dies in law enforcement custody. I think that's a positive step.
It's pretty common sense, right?
Why isn't it on the books now? Or the other question could be, why do we have to have a law like that? Because these circumstances are not allowable with the general public. I think one of the things that is a focus here, if I may interpret a little bit, is the public being upset that so many police officers seem to, quote-unquote, get away with it,
mm-hmm.
That they all are. When
the three cops who shot Breonna Taylor are still on paid leave. They haven't been arrested.
Yeah.
There's a new law that has been passed, the Breonna Taylor law. There's a law that's been passed about it. She has a law in her name, but yet the three people who killed her haven't been arrested yet. Yeah. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And that's the thing behind it. So the legislation passed that you're talking about requires police to wear body cameras when serving warrants and to turn on the cameras 5 minutes before. A lot of people are being required, a lot of police being required to wear these things, but they fiddle with them so that they don't work, which sort of, to me, is an admission of guilt right there. Why would you mess with something like that that is aimed at
protecting?
I think most
cops like to have them because they
it protects
story.
Them. I would have thought, yeah. That's exactly
what
I thought.
Well, unfortunately, there's no body cam in Breonna Taylor's case because they were plainclothes officers. They were narcotics cops. And even though they were in the completely wrong address, then there's no video evidence of it.
See,
so it's basically just their word against her boyfriend, who was originally charged with murder, and then those charges were dropped because he fired back at them. He thought they were robbers because they had no uniforms on. So the whole thing, I don't know. There's a petition that has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people have signed it now across the country. Why have these guys not been arrested? There's no good answer. There's no answer from authorities. Why haven't they been arrested?
And see, for me, That's the reason for being upset. That's one of the main reasons. I'm not the Floyd thing was, as we've said 100 times, it's just a good, it's an example of, it is the straw that broke the camel's back. But by the same token, there are many other examples of this stuff that have gone on recently, long time ago. We find it to be, it's not appropriate. It's done. It's really, the time for that stuff is done. It just is. So, in the meantime, in Minneapolis, some officers have resigned amid the protests because they are upset they aren't being supported. And I guess I would say, supported by whom? Supported by the public, supported by the mayor, supported by the council. The police department spokesperson downplayed the departure as a non-issue. These officers, I don't know how many were there in this. Does anybody know how many? Half a dozen or more? Who said that they didn't feel supported by city officials and the mayor?
I think it's a large amount. I think it's like 10.
Oh, is it 10? Okay.
I think so, yeah. That's the number that I most recently saw. And maybe more people are resigning. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I would go.
But that police department for years has had accusations and lawsuits about excessive force. This was nothing new. Unfortunately, this time it ended up in a public video of a murder. But this is not like this is the first thing that they've had against them in Minneapolis.
It's a huge lack of leadership in that police department in that city. I still believe that if the mayor had taken more control of his police department and the riot and the riots that ensued, that we would probably not be in this climate.
Why wouldn't they do that? Why would
I don't know.
Be,
I think they wanted the optics. I think they wanted to give him room to protest. And I don't know that that was the most helpful thing because, I don't know. I just think it allowed things to get very much out of control because this mayor and this police chief were not able to handle this in a swift way.
So then following up on more of the thinking that has the country upset, the amendment that was passed honoring Confederate leaders. Now the Senate is going to, they want to rename military bases and Pentagon assets that are named for Confederate leaders. So the military has to rename those installations in the next 3 years. Why would it take them 3 years? I guess would be the
because
question.
Because it actually costs a lot of money. You have to change all of the signage on the building. You have to change things throughout the military world as far as our registration of bases. Then you have to go through and change all of the stuff internally. I mean, it takes a while to comply with something like that.
So is that why Trump's not for it?
3 years.
Why?
I don't know. I think Trump is for it because he said that there's a history of military and there are a lot of people who didn't make it back, that was the last place they saw and that it would be disrespectful to their honor to change it. But I just talk about logistically, it's not something that you can just say, okay, we're changing the name and like the next day the name is changed. Obviously,
that's realistic. Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it that way. But I think we should have names. There are probably a lot of ships and things.
There are so many amazing war heroes that we could be honoring.
Yeah. 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 Why not look at it that way? No matter where they came from. I would think that would be a move in the right direction. All right. In a moment, we're going to find out who it is that has a great story about his or her Father's Day, 44 after the hour. And meanwhile, Mike Lindell's got a great deal for Father's Day. You want to buy your father something that's really cool? How about a new set of Giza sheets for his bedroom, for his bed?
Giza for the Giza.
Giza for the... Are you referring to your father or are you referring to me?
You know what? You both fit the bill.
Very funny, Jennifer. Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of MyPillow, has for a long time wanted to come up with sheets that are really cool. He knew Egyptian cotton was the best cotton in the world, and he then went to Giza, which is a region in Egypt not far out of Cairo, where that's where all the pyramids are. And so there we go. The ideal weather conditions for growing cotton there created the Giza region, and that's the finest cotton in the world, so that's what they brought in. And then they make the sheets in America, like everything else in MyPillow's catalog. Everything is made in America. You want to choose something that's amazing for your dad? You can order them today. Get them in time for Father's Day. Go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Look at the Giza sheets. You can get actually a set for your dad and a set for you. Or if you and your mother and father divorced, get a set for each one of them. You can do whatever you want. The luxury Giza cotton sheets for Father's Day. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. That's DJV. You get two for the price of one. A BOGO sale for Father's Day. Giza sheets at MyPillow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go to Dave and find out what he remembers about his father. Dave, happy Father's Day to you. I'm hoping that you are a father as well, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. Very, very proud one.
Good. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, then. You should, if your dad doesn't want this, keep it for yourself. How's that? Yeah, tell us about your father.
He's always just worked hard to take care of us. I mean, at one point he was working three jobs.
Wow.
And, yeah, I just remember one special time I was going to work with him one weekend when I was 13. And, you know, I've always had mini bikes and things. So, but I told him, you know, he knew I wanted a motorcycle. So we're going to work, and out of nowhere he pulled into a Harley dealership. And I said, what are we doing here? He goes, well, let's take a look around. And so we went in, looked around, and he's like, he saw me just paying particular attention to one. It was like a 125. And he's like, well, you like that one? And I said, yeah, it's awesome. And he's like, well, let's get it.
Wow.
And so just out of nowhere, he just bought me a motorcycle. You know?
Did anybody ever tell you, dad?
Did anybody ever tell you sound like John Goodman, the actor?
No.
Your voice sounds, you're spitting, the spitting image. Are you sure you're not John Goodman, the actor, and you're telling us a story about your father that you, are you sure?
If I was, I'd buy him my own.
All right, a good sweet story. You were lucky to have him. Is he still with you? Yeah?
No? Yeah.
Oh, good.
84.
God love him. Yeah, good. All right, well, give him, you can help him once in a while or borrow it probably from him as well. The Works 40-volt Power Share mower, $400 value, is yours to give to your dad for a being a fine dad for Father's Day. It's really, I think you're going to love this thing yourself. You may want to go out and buy one for yourself. And when people in the neighborhood see it, they're going to want it as well. All right, Dave, hold on just a second. We'll get more info for you. Congratulations to you from the folks at Works. You have the power. It's 10 before the hour.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour on the DJV program. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan here to update you on a couple of important stories. Apple is going to give students free what?
Yeah, Apple has announced their back-to-school promotion for 2020. They do this every year. But this year, if it's especially good for students if you're in need of some headphones. So at Apple's education store, which is online, students and educators can get a free set of second-generation AirPods when purchasing the $899 MacBook Air or the $479 iPad Air. And so both prices are, those are the student discount prices because they're both more expensive than that if you're going to buy them brand new. And that applies for students and teachers. And so what's also cool is Apple's giving you the option to upgrade the AirPods with the wireless charging case if you want for an extra $40, which is a good deal, or all the way up to the AirPods Pro for $90 out of pocket. That's normally about $250 out of pocket. So that's a pretty big discount. And so the iPad Air and the MacBook Air
are the
entry points for the deal. And, of course, more expensive items are eligible to get you the free headphones if you want the MacBook Pro, which is a really great laptop. Any size of the iPad Pro from 2020, those are also part of the deal. Now, the things that are not included in this deal, the Mac Mini desktop and any iPad that's less than the cost of the iPad Air, which includes the Mini and the baseline iPad. So they're kind of discounted. counting the most expensive iPads and the most expensive MacBook Airs, but the MacBook, the Mac Mini, the desktop, that's if you want to have like a big, that's the Mac Mini desktop is essentially, it's, it removed the tower, so there is no tower. It's just one big screen that has the computer and everything built into the screen. It's, normally it's used by graphic designers, audio engineers use it, any type of audio editing, video editing. That's the computer that really is the go-to for that. It makes sense that that's not part of this deal because I don't really imagine students, unless you're in a specialty program, you probably don't need that. So, but the deals on everything else is actually really great. It's considered by tech reporters so far as the best freebie that Apple has included to this date in the back-to-school special. And, you know, obviously this is a time where it's very difficult for students and teachers. Some kids not returning to school in the fall, other kids are. So it's great. It's a great way for parents and teachers to be able to save some money. And if you want a laptop that's ready to go with a keyboard and trackpad, which is also cool for editing, then the entry level is $899 on the MacBook Air, and that's actually still a really good deal because that's a few $100 discounted from the regular retail price. So it's a good deal for back to school for students and teachers.
All right, here's another Apple story for you.
The Geek Out.
Apple has now set the agenda for their first all-digital worldwide developers conference, which kicks off on June 22nd. The keynote will begin at 10 a.m., and that's where we'll learn all about the coming updates for the different Apple operating systems, along with what we suspect will be the news of the new redesign of the iMac. The other big news expected to hit will be the much-anticipated move to a line of custom ARM processors, which will be for a lineup of new Macs in 2021. So if you're in the market now for a new desk or laptop, this does pose a question if you should wait. My best advice is to hold off and see what Apple announces next week, and we'll keep you posted here and on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's get at it. Cameo has a new way for fans to interact with celebrities. How's that going to work?
Yep, they're just like everybody else who's working from home and you're on a Zoom call all day. Now, even Cameo is going to be on Zoom. They've launched a live video call option over the weekend. It's called Cameo Live, and people can interact with, instead of a pre-recorded shout-out from a celebrity, you can actually get a 10-minute Zoom call with your favorite talent. So far, Jeremy Piven is charging $15,000 for 10 minutes, and he normally charges $400 for a video shout-out. Tony Hawk has signed on for $1,000 for a 10-minute Zoom call.
Something here, Victoria. We're missing out, it seems to me. I think you and I.
I know. Brett Favre charges $5,000 for a 10-minute call. And so you can have up to four friends join the call with you if you pay for it. And they said talent signups are up 160% since the beginning of March and the pandemic and the at-home orders. So if you want to have spend $15,000 to talk to Jeremy Piven,
What would you talk to him about, though? His role
on... You can ask him anything you want. He doesn't
Entourage.
Have to answer, but...
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, do you wear a toupee, for example? I'd wear it, probably.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.